reporting live from the Ag Media Summit, and I am here with Sheldon Jones, who is the Vice President of the Farm Foundation. Sheldon, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Here we go. What's your main message to people who are here today?
Our main message is that agriculture is important, ag policy is important, and our role in that is to bring divergent views of agriculture or people involved in agriculture or food and systems and rural communities together. We provide a forum to have that deliberative discussion about what ought to be policy and hopefully let that best information rise for policymakers to take advantage of that. We don't ourselves lobby, we don't advocate positions. We try to look at cutting edge issues in food and agriculture and bring, again, those divergent views together in the deliberative process of advancing sound public policy for ag and food.
So what are some of those current issues that you're dealing with right now?
One of the ones we dealt with in the last year was the food prices. And a year ago, when food prices were increasing, there were food riots around the world. We commissioned a study from three economists at Purdue on what are the real drivers to food prices. So they reviewed literature, 25 or 30 pieces, assessed what the global demand for food, what were driving those factors, including fuel, petroleum prices, the world stocks, supplies of grain and different things, and looked at what those factors were. And we issued a report on that in July. So later, 6 months later, commodity prices are dropping, fuel prices are dropping, the dollar is starting to strengthen in the global markets. We had them recommission an update of that study. And the interesting thing is the drivers are still the same and the relationships are the same. And it's not, while corn to ethanol is an element, it's one of the minor elements in what was really driving food prices in July of 2008. So that's one thing. Another thing we're working on is looking forward. We have 6 billion people on the earth today, looking at 9 billion people in 2040, 2050. And so to feed that growing population with an increasing middle class around the world, diets change, demand for our proteins change, demand for processed foods change, increases, that our food supply will actually have to double in that same period of time to feed 9 billion people. So we commissioned a report last December on what is agriculture's role in feeding and fueling that growing world population, given those different dynamics of improved diets and change in demand for processed foods and higher proteins, and you know, as incomes go up. And so we looked at those dynamics, again outlined just what the people we convened see as the critical points in there: demand for land, demand for water, what this global economic situation is going to do to the production ag sector worldwide. And so now we're commissioning, we have asked for a competition for policy that we announced last winter, closed in June. We have 38 different submissions looking at how to address the strategic role of agriculture. So we're convening grant review policy review groups now to review those. We've offered $20,000 in prize money for the better policies on how to feed and fuel the world in 30 years. And so we will be making that announcement in Washington, D.C. at a conference in October.
Okay,
so
great.
That's kind of what we're looking at right at the moment.
Now, for those people that couldn't be here today and can't get their hands on a hard copy of these reports, where can they get these reports?
Everything that we've done is on our website at www.farmfoundation.org.
Great. Well, thanks, Sheldon, for spending some time with me
today. Thank you very much.
Please stay in touch.